Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. It's a Dogs 24/7 day here on Thunder and Lightning. We're going to talk football a little later with Benjamin Wolk, but right now we're going to talk baseball with Olivia Sayer, who covers they call them the Diamond Dogs over there. They call them that here.
The fans do, but the team doesn't really do that as much.
I feel like that one's taken over here at Mississippi State. So we'll just go with the Georgia Bulldogs. And this is a team that they hit the baseball really well. They're the best defensive team in the conference. Their pitching has been, if they have an Achilles heel, that's what it's been. When you think about this team overall, what stands out the most to you?
I believe the depth of this team is really good. You look on the mound, each guy has had his struggles at one point, but they always have someone else to come and back them up. And that's just a credit to the deep bullpen that Wes built over his first 2 years. Obviously, the team's been really good to make it to an NCAA Super Regional, his first year, a regional the second year, both at home. But he felt like the pitching was lacking a little bit, especially down the stretch. He thinks they just ran out of arms. So he's really emphasized building that bullpen, and that's a strength of them this season, especially or as well as the offensive depth. They're hardly going to run out the same 1-9 lineup wise day in and day out, and that's just because they have so many guys that they can slot into those positions.
And that's kind of the same thing here at Mississippi State. The state has a very deep lineup. Do you feel like this Georgia team is starting to figure out who they want to do 1-9 every day, or could we see three different lineups even this weekend?
I think you could still see three different lineups. It does seem to think that Trey Phillips is kind of slotted into that number one spot. It was Ryan Black earlier in the season. Before that, it was Kenny Ishikawa, who got hurt. He fractured his foot. But now they really like Trey in that one slot. And then behind him, most days it's going to be Daniel Jackson, the catcher.
And Jackson is a player I wanted to ask you about in particular. This is a guy who hit 218 a season ago. Now he's hitting 412. He's double-digit home runs, one of four Bulldogs with double-digit home runs. The Georgia leads the SEC by a really wide margin when we're talking about home runs. But Jackson, what a huge season he's having. Is this something that anybody saw coming in the offseason?
I think Wes and Daniel saw it coming, because before the start of the year, Wes was asked about him, and he said he could be a 2020 player, which at the time may have sounded a little crazy about a catcher, but now it kind of looks like it's underselling what he could do this season. And he just credits that to his time in the Cape Cod League. He played over there during the summer, was one of the all-stars in the league. And he just said that the ability to play every single day and just build that consistency really helped him.
Yeah, it's 16 home runs, 14 stolen bases. I feel like 2020 is going to be a pretty easy task for him. The power on this team is very scary. Has it traveled with them? When they've been on the road, have they been able to hit home runs at the same clip they do at Foley Field?
They have. You look at that Texas A&M series. I don't remember what the final number was, but at one point it was crazy in terms of how much they were out-homering Texas A&M in Texas A&M's home ballpark. So it doesn't really matter. I know that's something that gets talked about a lot with this team, maybe sometimes Tennessee, occasionally Vandy, is the small ballparks or what helped build that power. But this is a team that can really hit home runs anywhere.
When you look at this past weekend with the South Carolina series, you know, those games were probably closer than a lot of people would have thought they were going to be. Did you see anything that gave you any concern about what Georgia did last weekend against a team that I think we can all agree is, if not the worst, the second worst team in the conference?
So I was actually in California with one of my classes this past weekend, so I wasn't there in person, but in terms of watching from afar and then just hearing what other people had to say about it, I think the biggest thing is that, kind of like I mentioned earlier, this bullpen has guys that can go or that can eat a lot of innings. I look at it as almost a starter 1A and 1B. For instance, if Joey Volchko goes out there, maybe he only records an out or two. Then you have Caden Aoki, you have Matt Scott, you have Justin Bird, you have Paul Farley. all these other guys that can come in and almost be that starter despite not being on the mound when the game started.
What would you project as the starting rotation for the Bulldogs this weekend?
Question. We've been wondering, and by we, I mean the media, if obviously Joey Vulture is going to stay on Friday. I think Dylan Biggie is going to stay in that lineup. The wild card is Kenny Ichikawa because the thing about him, I mentioned earlier, he broke his foot earlier in the season. His first start back was against Tennessee. So it's not like they warmed him up with some midweek game. It was almost like, hey, your second start of the season, your first back, and you're facing that lineup. So I'm curious to see if they sort of keep him in that role on Sunday or if they go a different direction.
One thing we like to talk to do on the podcast here is try to find guys that, you know, outside you talk about who's going to hurt you for Georgia. Phelps, Jackson, those are obviously the top two guys. Somebody deeper in the lineup that Mississippi State needs to keep an eye on this weekend that could deliver a big hit for Georgia.
Yeah, so kind of like I was talking about earlier, there's so much depth within this lineup. And as you mentioned, Phelps and Jackson are definitely the top two to keep that eye on. One guy that's kind of underrated and gets lost in the shuffle a little bit, and I think it's because he's returning from last year's team, and he wasn't necessarily the primary player at any position last year, filled in some outfield, some catcher, some first base, but that is Brennan Hudson. And Hudson really gets on base, and he also has a lot of power. A bunch of his hits are home runs, but he can also slap a double the other way or get on base with a hit by pitch or take a walk. So he's really one batter that I would keep an eye on.
Three teams are tied at the top of the SEC: Georgia, Mississippi State, and Texas. Georgia doesn't play Texas this year, so this is a really big series for the Georgia Bulldogs if they want to be the SEC champions. They have a chance. I feel like the SEC champion is going to be right there with UCLA at the end of the year in terms of possibly being the number one overall seed in the tournament. Just when you think about this series and what it means for Georgia, it's only week four of conference play, but this feels like the kind of series that could springboard their season even higher than you thought they could.
For sure. And the thing about Georgia is this is a brutal stretch for them when you look at Mississippi State. They host Florida, they go to Arkansas at one point. And so this is going to be the stretch that really proves, I hate to say, are you legit or are you not? Because at the end of the day, it's just one series. And the best thing about baseball is any team can beat any team on any given day. But obviously, Mississippi State is one of the top teams, not only in the SEC, but in college baseball in general this season. And so I think this is going to be a really good test for Georgia, especially because they have so many guys that transferred into the program. I believe it was 26 newcomers. Most of those have not played against an SEC team as often as they're doing this year. Most of them, their SEC experience was just one midweek game, maybe 1 to 2 midweek games, maybe a weekend series. And so that's a lot different from what they're getting this year in terms of Georgia's schedule. So I think this is going to be a really big test for them.
Georgia has something in common with every other team in the SEC, except for Mississippi State. They have a weird midweek non-conference loss. They have lost games that they have no business losing, and even on Tuesday were in down late to Georgia State before they pulled a big comeback off. What's the midweek issue for the Georgia Bulldogs?
Well, Wes Johnson said the other day that he just thinks they're not getting up for those. I do understand. I think their energy has been lacking, but at the end of the day, in terms of what the problem is, I think it's just the pitching staff. I think you have all your best pitchers going on the weekends. And not to say the midweek guys aren't great, but there's a reason they're pitching in the midweeks in terms of the weekends. Like, for instance, I think if it's a one-run ball game in the top of the eighth inning, who you have running out there in a midweek is going to be completely different from who you would have running out there in a weekend series. And that's mainly because, and I'm guessing a bunch of other teams do this, Wes Johnson schedules who's going to pitch each inning of the midweek game. Obviously, there's a little bit of room for buffer just in case different situations happen, or maybe one guy's rolling, or maybe one guy's a little off. But that's predetermined, whereas the weekend, they sort of just go with the flow a little bit more and play to win the game instead of play to let these guys get experiences.
To be an incredible series at Diddy Noble Field this weekend. Expecting big crowds here in Starkville for the Battle of the Bulldogs between Mississippi State and Georgia. Olivia Sayer, Dawgs 24/7. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to a great series.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.